Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Mr. Zaman and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. GLP-1 agonists like Ozempic and Wegovy linked to gastrointestinal risks, shows a study. A recent study presented at a medical conference has shown that glucagon-like peptide 1 or GLP-1 agonists, which are often used off-label for weight loss, have been associated with an increased risk of gastrointestinal adverse events. The study, which utilized data from a large health claims database covering 16 million patients between 2006 and 2020, focused on two primary GLP-1 agonists, semaglutide and liraglutide. These drugs, while approved for diabetes treatment, have gained popularity for their potential to aid weight loss. Aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code or access the link in the description box below. Esketamine nasal spray shows promise in treatment-resistant depression. In the realm of treatment-resistant depression, where conventional therapies often fall short, a recent study has shed light on a potential breakthrough. The research published in NEJM showed that esketamine nasal spray combined with SSRIs or SNRIs demonstrates superior efficacy in achieving remission in treatment-resistant depression compared to extended-release quetiapine augmentation therapy. This Phase 3b randomized active controlled trial, conducted as an open-label single-blind study with raters unaware of group assignments, sought to address the pressing need for effective treatments for patients who do not respond to multiple consecutive therapies during their current depressive episode. Does postpartum depression affect fathers too? Dads can suffer from postpartum depression, and a new pilot study at the University of Illinois, Chicago suggests they can and should be screened for the condition. The study sheds light on postpartum depression in fathers and underscores the importance of screening new dads for the condition. The study revealed that 30% of the 24 fathers screened for postpartum depression using the same tool commonly employed for mothers tested positive. The study, published in the journal BMC Pregnancy and Childbirth, was conducted at UI Health's Two Generation Clinic. These findings emphasize the necessity of assessing the mental health of new fathers, as they frequently grapple with stress, fear, and the challenges of balancing work, parenting, and partnership responsibilities. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for latest updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.